Matthew chapter 18, verse 1. Matthew chapter 18, verse 1. At the same time came the disciples unto Jesus, saying, "Who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven?" And Jesus called a little child unto him and set him in the midst of them, and said, "Verily I say unto you, except you become converted and become as this little children, you shall not enter the kingdom of heaven." If you could bow your hearts with me. Father, we ask for your presence in this word, Lord God, that it will bless, that it will edify, Lord God, that it will minister. We thank you for all your goodness and your greatness in Jesus' name. Turn to your neighbor and say, "I'm glad I'm here." You may be seated in Jesus' name. There's several people today that are here that I'm really glad they're here. Amen. I'm so glad to see Brother Tony, who was in hospital up to just last week. The doctor came and told him some bad news, but the next day he had to come and apologize for telling him that. I told him, the devil's been trying to kill you for many years and he hasn't succeeded yet. So we're so grateful to see Brother Tony, and also Sister McCleary somewhere. She was here. I know she was in hospital too. But she got out before I could even visit. I called to visit and she told me she was already out. So prayer works. Amen. Amen. We're so grateful for God's mercy and grace. But I just want to take a little time to talk about a message that I think is important today. And in this story, the disciples, if you read earlier, they were arguing amongst themselves about who would be the greatest, who would be the chief amongst them. And so Jesus told them, "Except you become like a little child." Now, we have some other scriptures that we really push and we really emphasize, and we say it's our core doctrine. And it's in John chapter 3 and verse 3 and verse 5. It speaks about, "Except you be born of the water and of the Spirit, you can't be saved. You can't enter the kingdom." Well, what I want to tell you is that this verse in Matthew 18:3 is just as important. It's all silent now. It says, "Except you become..." Jesus is the same one saying this, and he's using the same phrase, the same word. And he says, "Unless you become like a little child, you can't enter the kingdom." So today I want to let you know that except you do that too, you can't enter the kingdom. It's important that we understand what that means, because it's just as important as being born of the water and of the Spirit. It's just as important, because Jesus used the same words. He says, "Except ye be converted and become as little children." Now, I looked up that word "converted," and the King James Version doesn't really give you the sense. What it really is says, unless you turn around, unless really you repent. The word in the Greek, it means unless you repent. The same, in fact, word in essence, as he said in John to Nicodemus, unless you repent and be baptized in Acts 1:2:38, except you be converted, unless you turn around, unless you change and become as little children, you cannot enter the kingdom of heaven. So today my message is really about becoming a little child. Now, you may not have heard that before, but that's what Jesus said, that we have to become in some aspects like little children. So I want to bring out some aspects of little children today. These are fundamental scriptures. Just as much as we preach John 3:3 and John 3:5 and Acts 2:38, Jesus also said, "Except you become like a little child." What did he mean? What was he trying to say? What was his point in trying to say that unless you can become like a little child? See, we think that once we have done a certain, soon as we've been baptized, soon as we've been filled, that's the end of it. No, that's the beginning of it. That's the beginning of it. In fact, you will find that if you look through Scripture in the New Testament, the church and his true children are always referred to as children. In 1 John 12, 2, 2:12, John refers to his disciples as little children. Would anybody be offended if I called you a little child? Some people would. But Jesus is telling us that's how we are supposed to be. In 1 John 5:21, he says, little children, keep yourselves from idols. In 1 John 2:28, he says, and now little children. Do you see how many references there are in the scripture in the New Testament speaking of us, true saints, as being little children? How do we become a little child again? How do we become back to that stage where we're totally trusting, where we're not boastful, where we don't keep grudges, where we love unconditionally, where we trust, where we believe? How do we get back to that stage? Well, there are three things I'm going to talk about, maybe four things I'm going to talk about today that differentiates adults from little children. One of them is knowledge. One of them is knowledge. Sometimes we know too much. Sometimes we think we know what we really don't know. In Deuteronomy chapter 1, verse 39, God speaking to the children of Israel was upbraiding them, was correcting them, and telling them, listen, you were complaining to Moses. You whined and you complained all the time because you said, we brought you into the desert to die. But it's your little children who are the ones who are going to make it. Do you understand? It wasn't the adults that made it into the promised land. It was the little children. You know why? Because they couldn't whine. They couldn't complain. They didn't have a bad attitude. Now, come on, don't go silent at me. You've been worshiping. You've been lifting up the name of Jesus. Don't go silent on me now. It says, moreover, your little ones, which you said should be a prey. They said, oh, you brought us out here to kill us with our children, which in the day, and here's the key, had no knowledge of good and evil. They shall go. And you know why? Because they were innocent. One of the prayers that I pray is, Lord, make me a little child. Take away all the things I think I know. Sometimes we know too much. Sometimes we got to put down what we think we know. See, we come to it as adults. You can't teach me anything. God speaks to me directly. He gives me visions and powers and gifts. I don't even need to go to church. See, a really young baby has no knowledge. All they know is when they're hungry, they cry until they get fed. You see, today's society doesn't let little children be children for very long. They're bombarded with all kinds of adult stuff from a very early age. But God is telling us that unless we can become converted, unless we can become changed in our nature and go back to that little childlike state, we're not going to make it. Because we have too much knowledge of good and evil. We're carrying around too much tree knowledge. In Isaiah chapter 5, verse 21, it says, woe to them that are wise in their own eyes and prudent in their own sight. The more I study the Bible, the more I realize how little I know. How little I know. How much I want God to open my understanding. Because I don't want to be big in my own eyes. I want to be like a little child. I'm telling you today, folk, that if we can't change, if we can't come to God in pure faith, if we think we're so big and mighty and powerful, then we're going to miss it. Woe to them that are wise in their own eyes and prudent in their own sight. The first thing about becoming a little child, I said, is you're going to have to put down some of your knowledge. Some of the things we think we know. You see, move from if God can to when he's going to. I told you that when I was a child, you know, and my father said he was going to work to make money, I just believed him. I literally thought he went somewhere and made money. That's my little, you know, he was making it. Actually, printing the stuff or picking it from a tree. I don't know how, but he was making it. I just believed. We've got to move from thinking if to when. When they promised me a train set, I didn't doubt I was going to get it. It was just a matter of when. See, that's what a little child does. They believe. They trust. Yesterday, I told Brother Tim I was going to use his son, little Jacob. He was on the platform, and I noticed every time he came to the edge of the platform, I was standing there, he stretched out his hand. You know what he was saying to me? Help me down. He wanted my help down, and I just did it several times. I stood there and let him keep. He would climb back down and then climb. Then when he came to the edge, he would look at me and raise his hand and want me to hold him. And then as soon as I was holding him, then he would jump. See, that's a little child for you. That's a little child. I know I've told you the story of the man who was driving one night late up on a mountainside, and he had an accident and got thrown out the car, and it's dark and he's falling down the cliff, and he grabs onto something, right? And he's holding on and he can't see what's below him. And he shouts up, he thinks he hears somebody up, and he says, "Is anyone up there?" And the voice says, "Yes." And he says, "Can you help me?" And the voice says, "Yes." And he says, "What do you want me to do?" And the voice says, "Let go." And he says, "Is there anyone else up there?" See, that's us, because we're not little children. Little child would just let go. In the morning, as the sun comes up, he starts to see and he realizes he's only about 1 foot off the ground. He's been hanging there all night unnecessarily because he would not become like a little child. I'm so happy we're going to have a baptism today. Izzy, would you mind holding up your hand for me? Hold your hand up. Go on. There we go. Izzy's going to get baptized. Isn't that awesome? Amen. I know she was a little bit shy, but you see, that's a little child. So, you know, we need to just get back to being little children. That's what the scripture is telling us. Galatians 3:26 says this, "For ye are all the children of God by faith." You see, it takes childlike faith to believe and trust God. When you tell a child something, you know what? They're expecting you to do it. They're just believing you're going to do it. Anytime I promise my children something, they just expected it was going to happen. It wasn't if, it was when was it going to happen. You see, we come to God, when we come as little children in faith believing, that's when God moves. That's when he really opens up doors for us. When we come thinking we're some big stuff, the Bible says that pride, what does he say about pride? Afar off, right? In this particular story that I read, the disciples had wanted to be the big cheese. They had come and said, "Who is the greatest in the kingdom?" And Jesus brought this little child and said, "Listen, you guys are not getting it. It's not because you're my disciples, not because you have power and able to cast out demons or any of that stuff. You need to become like this little child. You need to humble yourself." You know something about a child is they can be corrected. You try correcting any adults and you never see them again. See, the number two thing about a child is they are humble. You know, a little two-year-old, they go do their business right in front of you. They don't care. They have no pride. Amen. You just see them go and they get quiet in the corner. You know they're doing something. They're just doing, they don't care. They don't have no pride about it, do they? Matthew 18:4. This is what Jesus said to his disciples when they were trying to see who could be the biggest and the baddest. "Whosoever therefore shall humble himself as this little child, the same is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven." See, a true little baby has no pride. True little baby, all they know is they're hungry and they're uncomfortable. And you know what happens? One of the most annoying noises in the world is when a little baby is crying. You can have some adults shouting, "I don't care. I can tune that out." But if you have a little baby starting to do that screeching noise, where is it? What can we do? Come on, let's fix that baby. Feed him. Do something, Mom. Change that baby. Do you understand what God is saying? He'll pay attention to you when you come to him as a baby. Because he doesn't want you to make all that noise either. But when we come as adults and we're shouting at him, no, he's going to tune that out. Amen. He says, "Well, whosoever therefore shall humble himself as this little child, the same is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven." You see, two-year-olds haven't really learned to cry. You will correct them and they'll still come running to you. You correct them and they'll still come running to you. But you try that with adults, they go running right out the door. See, a baby will cry when they're hurt. They do their functions. They don't care. They don't have that pride. All they know is they're uncomfortable. They need changing. Shall I tell you a secret that's not a secret? Humility is the greatest key to God's favor. Come on, I should hear some more amen than that. Let me say it again. Humility is the greatest key to God's favor. When you are humble, the Bible says he sees the proud afar off. Amen. But he will lift us up if we're humble. One of the most famous scriptures we always say, 2 Chronicles 7:14, right? If my people that are called by my name shall humble themselves and seek my face. It's when we humble ourselves before God, when we become as a little child, when we don't want the big seats, we don't want to be recognized, that's when God will see us. That's when God will act on our favor. So the second thing about becoming a little child is humility. It's putting down our pride and understanding that we don't, the knowledge we have, we need to drop because it's not helping us. The only knowledge is the one that comes through the Holy Spirit. Humility is the key to God's favor. In Matthew chapter 15 and 25, it says, "Then came she and worshiped him, saying, 'Lord, help me.'" See, here's an example about being a little child. Here comes this woman who is not a Jew, and she wants something from God. And Jesus tells her, really, it's only the children that are supposed to get these favors. But she lowers herself even below the children. She says, "But even the dogs." Amen. Now, that's an example of being, there was no way Jesus could not hear her prayer because she was so humble. And she said, but he answered and said, "It is not meet to take the children's bread and to cast it to the dogs." And she said, "Truth, Lord." She didn't argue with him. She said, "Yeah, you're right." You know, most of us would have gotten so mad. "What are you saying about me? What are you calling me? Are you calling me a dog?" We'd have been so mad. But she humbled herself. She says, "Yet the dogs eat of the crumbs which fall from the master's table." And Jesus answered and said unto her, "O woman, great is thy faith. Be it unto thee even as thou wilt." And her daughter was made whole from that very hour. I'm telling you, the greatest key to having favor with God is being able to humble yourself. When we come as in humility, we're returning back to being at that childlike state. Amen. You know, I like watching my grandchildren interact with their fathers. Because they always told me, "Oh, we won't be like that." So I just smile when I see them being like that. You know, I just smile and I'm like, "All right, see, okay." "Oh, we're not going to be like you, Dad. Oh, you never explained anything." You know, my children got me a t-shirt one time for my 53rd birthday, and it said, "Because I say so." You know, lots of times, that's how we feel about God. You know, we don't want to take... Because he doesn't explain, and because he says so. But you know what? We have to trust him. If we're a child, we will just obey without question. Because we know that our parent, our heavenly father, loves us. So I love when they want something, their children want something, because they know how to get it, right? They just keep saying, "Oh, please, Daddy." And they look at the little eyes, and then it's all over. It's done. See, when you come to God in humility with the right sense and with the right attitude, God will answer. Now, if you come demanding and say, "You got to give me that. You got to do this." No, God not got to do anything. Great is thy faith, woman, because she approached him as with childlike faith. Amen. The third thing about being a child is that they are dependent. Now, if your baby got up and shaved and dressed himself and went off to work... I don't know what you would do. You'd call pastor and have an exorcism right away. No, a little child is dependent. God expects us to be dependent. He's not expecting us to do everything ourselves. As I said, if your little baby started changing himself and says, "Where's the powder? I'm going to go and cook some food now." What kind of baby would that be? Do you understand that God expects us to depend on him? But most of the time we're doing like that. We're getting up and trying to diaper ourselves. We're getting up and we're trying to go out and cook the dinner. And God is saying, "Okay, go ahead, make a mess." I'm telling you, we have to be converted and become like little children. Hallelujah. Ephesians 5:1 says this, "Be ye followers of God as dear children." Don't be followers of God as some big old person who thinks he knows what he's doing. We have to be converted. What I'm trying to tell you today is that that scripture in Matthew 18:3 is as important as John 3:3. It's as important as Acts 2:38. It's as important as John 3:5. You have to be converted. You have to start becoming like a little child. Jesus said, not my words, but if you don't, you can't enter in the kingdom. We know that we have to be baptized. We know that we have to be filled with the Spirit. But we also should know today that we need to be changed. It said, except you be changed, repent, be converted, and drop some of the tree knowledge, all of the stuff we think we know. Drop some of the false pride, all of the years we've been in Pentecost. Drop all of that. Because you know the reward is the same. You get to go to heaven whether you got saved yesterday or 50 years ago. Amen. We have to be converted and become like little children. Be ye therefore followers of God as dear children. This is Paul speaking to the Ephesian church. Ephesians 5:8. For ye were sometimes in darkness, but now are ye light in the Lord. Walk as children of light. You would be amazed at how many references there are in the New Testament telling the church to be like children. So today, if you've never heard that message, let me tell you for the first time to some of you, you're going to have to change. I'm going to have to change. I'm going to have to humble myself. I want to be converted. I want to come to God as a little child. Shall I tell you this, those parents who are good parents, nearly anything your child asks you for, if you can do it, you know what? You do it. Anyone who's a parent and your child asks you for something, I don't know about you, but I find a way to do it. Now, I don't spoil them, but if it's something that is going to be good, I want to see them happy. I want to see them joyful. I want to see them laugh. Don't you understand that your heavenly Father loves you more? Amen. He loves you so much that he spread his arms on Calvary for you. See, the scripture is telling us something today. You know, we wonder why we don't get our prayers answered. Maybe we're coming at him like a teenager. You know them teenagers. Some of you haven't got there yet. Chris, you haven't got there yet. But some of them teenagers. You know, I got to find out a lot of stuff after they were grown up that they did I didn't even know. I got to find out that my car was run up to over 110 miles an hour on the freeway. I didn't know that. Somebody did it. Maybe it wasn't you, Chris. Maybe it was you. Okay. See, them teenagers are the ones that give you trouble. God is saying, don't be a teenager. Become as a little child. Let me diaper you. Let me clean up your mess. Let me love on you. Let me feed you. Let me take care of you. But don't be a teenager. Don't come and start arguing with me and telling me what you know, because you don't know nothing. You haven't had life experience yet. See, 1 John 2:28 says, and now little children, abide in him, that when he shall appear, we may have confidence and not be ashamed before him at his coming. You see, the last thing we'll tell you if you're a child is, as I said, if you will accept discipline. Revelation 3:19 says, as many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. You see, I don't correct other people's children. You know that? I can only correct my children. So if God is correcting you, you should be actually happy. Because what he's saying is, you're my child. I love you. I love you so much, I don't want to see you mess up. I don't want to see you make a terrible mistake. So I'm correcting you. See, if he let us do anything, then it's because there's no relationship. I don't go out in the street and start correcting someone else's child. You may get in trouble if you do that. But because we belong to God, he corrects us. As many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. Be zealous, therefore, and repent. There's that word again. It's time for us to be converted. It's time for us to understand that as well as the baptism, as well as the filling of the Spirit, we have to be like little children. Little children, they can fight, and then the next minute they're playing. Adults, they fight, they never talk for 20 years. Got to change, got to change, got to be converted. And now, little children, abide in him that when he shall appear, we may have confidence. Proverbs 19:18 says, chasten thy son while there is hope, and not let the soul spare for his crying. See, you may be doing a little bit of crying, but it's because God loves you. He's trying to turn you in this direction. Sometimes we have a saying in a Jamaican saying, being hard ears. I don't know if you've ever heard that. And sometimes God has to take a 2x4 to me before. And then I realize, okay, God, I got you. I see now. I'm messing up. Some of us, it takes quite a bit of correction before we realize this is God speaking. You know, Balaam took a while before he realized he was whipping his donkey saying, keep going. And yet there was an angel about to kill him. Sometimes it takes a while before we realize that God is speaking to us through our circumstance. But it's time for us to wake up and understand it's because he loves us. Because he loves us. If you could stand with me. Hebrews chapter 12 verse 5 says this. Don't forget the exhortation which speaketh unto you as unto children. My son, despise not thou the chastening of the Lord, nor faint when thou art rebuked. Verse 7 says, if you endure chastening, God dealeth with you as with sons. For what son is he whom the father chasteneth not? Now verse 11, 12:11 says, now chastening, correction, for the present seemeth not to be joyous. It's not joyous, right? It's not happy. But grievous, it hurts. Nevertheless, afterwards it yieldeth the peaceable fruit of righteousness unto them which are exercised thereby. Do you understand that God wants us to be little children? Last scripture I'm going to read to you, Romans 8:17. If you are children, here's the good part. I always like to end on a happy note. If you are children, you know what that means? You're an heir. You're in a family that is the highest family that there is. There is no royal family that's higher than that. If you are an heir, if you are God's child, then you are heirs of God. God has put you almost on his level. Jesus said, I no longer call you just friends, but brethren, brothers. And joint heirs with Christ. So, if so be that he suffer with him, that we may also be glorified. Another scripture says that we may reign with him. So today as we close this service, we're going to baptize someone who is a little child. And you know what I believe? God listens to her prayer. Amen. God is going to hear her prayer. If you want God to hear your prayer, we got to change from being a teenager, you know, that rebellious, do what I want, not what you want. Tell you what I know, not what you know. And we've got to be converted and go back to being a little child. Because Jesus said, except we do that, we're not going to enter the kingdom of heaven. It's as strong a scripture as John 3:5, when he told Nicodemus the same thing. So tomorrow morning when you wake up, talk to yourself. Tell yourself some things. I'm going to behave like I'm a little baby today. Lord, come and fix me. I need diapering. I need feeding. I need taking care of. I'm going to be a little child this week. Now, the scripture says that we should be wise in some things. But in our relationship with God, we have to come at him as like a little baby. You know what he said? The disciples were shooing away all the babies. Get rid of them. They're noisy. They cause too much trouble. Jesus, the Bible says he was angry. Scripture said he was angry. And he rebuked the disciples and said, you don't understand. For as of such is the kingdom of heaven. I think Jesus was very, very absolutely serious. I don't think he was just saying this, but I think he was meaning it. That you're not, absolutely not, going up there unless you become converted and become like a little child. We have to become converted. We have to humble ourselves. give up some of our adult ways of keeping grudges and thinking we're so much stuff, because that knowledge is not knowledge that comes from Him. Amen. These altars are open. I'm closing this service. We're going to have a baptismal service. We invite everyone who would like to stay for that. But I just want you to know today that except you become converted and become as a little child, you're not going to make it. You're not going to make it. We can come in our pride and in our rebellious nature and think I'm blessed and all of that, but Jesus Himself said, Matthew 18:3, except you be converted and come as a little child, you cannot enter the kingdom of heaven. Hallelujah. So church, we're going to pray. We're going to close this service. We ask you to pray and pray with us. Let's pray for Izzy, who's going to get baptized today. Amen. May 1st, going to be a new date in her and her sister. Okay, both of them. Okay, all right. Amen. Hallelujah. We're just grateful for God's mercy and His grace. Amen. And we're going to close this service. But that's what I want you to meditate on this week, becoming a little child. Remember how you interact with people. And remember what God is asking of us. Hallelujah. Father, we thank You today for Your word that says, Lord, that we have to be converted. We have to be changed. Turn around, Lord God, and become, Lord God, as a little child in our trust, in our obedience to You. Hallelujah. In our worship, in our everyday conversation. Lord, we ask right now, Father, as we close this service, that Your angels will accompany us, that You will go with us, that Your Spirit will protect us, that You will guard us, that You will be in every aspect of our lives this week as we walk each day, Lord God. Help us to become and be changed, Lord God, into Your image, to come before You with humility. Hallelujah. We ask You to bless the baptismal service we're going to have, Lord Jesus. We lift up Your name. Hallelujah. And we thank You for all that You're doing in our lives. In Jesus' name.